welcome to This Versus That, Making Wedding Decisions with Kelly McWilliams. This podcast is for you if you're making a wedding decision and want to know what to consider before saying I do to all the things that will make your wedding experience a great one. I'm your host, Kelly McWilliams, and I'm so glad to be a part of your wedding planning journey. In each episode, you can count on me and my expert wedding co-hosts to give you everything it takes to make the best decisions for the wedding that you're dreaming of. So, this episode is about AI and what you can and cannot do when it comes to using AI with your wedding. And maybe I shouldn't say cannot, but maybe be considerate about how you're using it. But also, more so, we're going to talk about some tools that you can use when planning your wedding with using AI and, in particular, ChatGPT. Michelle Martinez, who is the host of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, she's been on the show a few times. You guys know her well. And I've been on her show a few times. We're dear friends. And so she's on, and she and I just talk, you know, about how you can use it. And we talk a little bit about, you know, maybe, you know, how you should not use it when it comes to like photographers' images that have been sent to you and changing them and things like that. But mostly we want to explain how you should use AI, but beyond just AI. Like, you want to keep the human element to it. So it's, I guess we want to say AI versus human. But really, we're saying we think it's a great place to use both. And we want you to lean into your wedding professionals, of course. But we think that this could actually save you so much time and be able to communicate better with your wedding vendors, with your friends and family members. It's going to help you with writing, just so many things. So let me go ahead and get Michelle on here. I'm really excited. I think we'll bring to light some things, and she gives a couple of different resources during the conversation that we'll share in the show notes. Okay, let's talk about it. AI, ChatGPT, or Chad, if you ask Michelle, you'll hear that story. Okay, let's go. Michelle, what are you smiling
at? Hi, Kelly. There was like a little, you know, those little tiny little like little buggies, like a little, like a kind of like a fruit fly, but I don't know why I didn't have a fruit fly in here. It was a weird little bug coming to visit, just right in my face, going to stick to my lip gloss.
This is the weirdest start to an episode ever. But no, this came up the last time I was on your show. We were talking about AI, or maybe it was after the show. You and I were just talking and he said, you know, maybe we should talk about AI. And I was like, I think it's a great topic. And the more I think about it, and for as often as I use it personally with wedding planning, I think between the two of us, we have a lot of thoughts and ideas about it.
Yes.
And like AI versus like sticking with humans, you know, or just like, even if it's not just completely human versus AI, maybe like human versus AI use versus the combination of, you know, like starting with something and letting it be touched by AI and then finishing it off as a human being, which I also think kind of needs to be a rule that we should place in front of everyone that's listening.
Yeah.
So, okay. So first of all, for those who don't know what AI is, it is artificial intelligence, and it is slowly evolving into this amazing thing. I find it amazing. And there's it's a tool that you can use to help you better communicate, create, write, design, all kinds of things. It does a lot of work for us. Yeah. I would say the tool I use the most often is ChatGPT. Do you use it, Michelle?
Oh, yes. He's my buddy. He's here, always open on my, like, always there. Helps me with everything.
Yes. Yes. So to explain to everyone how we use it in our businesses, I think will be helpful to use. And then we can, Michelle, maybe you and I can talk about different things that people could potentially use these
tools for. Mm-hmm. So for me, like I have used it to write emails that are a little bit more concise, that have that give the right tone when I'm, you know, trying to send something, to catch grammatical errors. Whoa. I've used it to write presentations. You hear my dogs?
I hear your dogs.
So
is somebody
loud
home
right now?
They're very loud.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll have
They're on the podcast.
Yeah, they're on the podcast frequently. I use it to write, help me write like captions for my feed, the Instagram feed. You can almost tell when you're going through them which are really written by a computer and which are me, because when I start writing on there, it's like a full story. It's like an article written. But what it does is it gives me back some time so that I can do those kinds, you know, like it'll give me the easy, quick ones so that I can spend more time writing like really good quality ones, which then I can share more pictures, which in the end is what everybody wants. Right.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So Michelle, what do you use it for?
I mean, I'm mostly, so you know what's interesting is, by the way, I asked ChatGPT to help me out with this today. And here's what, I used to think it was Chad, by the way, like with a D.
Did you really?
Because my husband started using it and he has a very heavy accent. My husband's from Mexico City, so he's, you know, I'm not used to his, I mean, I'm used to his accent, but I swear he was saying Chad, GPT, and I was like, who's Chad? ChatGPT. And I asked ChatGPT, like, what are some, you know, AI tools to use to plan a wedding? And, you know, he, because I believe ChatGPT is a he, but who knows?
Me too. Isn't that funny that we assigned something?
We assign a gender. I know. Isn't that?
Yeah.
I mean, we can go on about that. Okay, Kelly. But I mean, even we've been using AI for a long time. I mean, Facebook Messenger. Yes. Is a chatbot. WhatsApp, All Seated, which is something that is huge and very popular. I'm sure you use it to do floor plans. Yes. And a lot of venues use it. And a lot of marriers out there listening who are planning their weddings are using it or should. Zola has its own AI incorporated into it. I mean, all of these big, you know, websites, these big planning portals use AI, and we are now just able to access it at our fingertips. And so, you know, and I know it's, everybody's talking about it and AI, all of a sudden everything's AI. I can't even say it, but bottom line is ChatGPT is the biggest one, that I use. My husband, who is, you know, works in, the creative field. He does commercials and, you know, all sorts of branding. He uses something called Midjourney, and he just creates, oh my gosh, the stuff that he creates, like visuals, is insane. I'm like, yeah. This is scary.
Yeah.
And really, really cool. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, as with anything, it's like, it's not an all or nothing. Like I know I'm just like that personality either. I'm not a black or white girl. I'm a gray in between person. So like, I definitely think I do not have a talent for writing. So I am so stoked about ChatGPT, but I think it's so helpful to people out there planning their weddings because, you know, invitation wording, communicating with your wedding party, writing emails that are really uncomfortable to that really frustrating family member who has really been pissing you off and you cannot believe she is going there. And how are you going to talk to her? I'm going to write her a letter. I need ChatGPT to write me something so that I am not using the F-bomb every 2 seconds. You know?
On Aunt Mary or wherever.
Super helpful for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the like very specific ways that you and I can think of that people could use it and maybe some of the pros and cons to it. But I also want to help people that are going to try to use it well, because it does take some practice. Wouldn't you agree? Like you have to get great at writing prompts and that's where I found the biggest difference. Okay, I'm going to go with my first example here. And I have clients who are right now trying to, their cousin is doing their wedding ceremony. And so we were having
officiating
a call with
them. Yep.
And has not done it before. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking with them and I was like, have you guys worked on the ceremony? And they're like, no, he's doing it. I was like, well, what is he using where's he getting the ceremony from? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay. So basically it's not done. And I was like, do you need me to give you some ceremonies that you can pass along to him for him to start with? Like as a foundation? And they're like, yes, we want that. I was like, okay, great. So I went to go get the ceremonies I have. I've got like a civil ceremony and a spiritual one and a community-based one. So I was getting ready to send it all to them. I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could run some of these through ChatGPT and like kind of pre-customize them for this couple. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I went over to ChatGPT. And I said to ChatGPT, good evening.
Oh, you're now, nice. You're polite.
I'm like that nice person. I know I'm talking to a machine, but for some reason it seems appropriate.
I'm like that with Alexa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, I'm always very nice to her. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So I said, I would like for you to create a ceremony script for me. But before I do, I want you to ask me 10 or 15 questions that are going to be helpful for you to write the best script for this couple that is getting married.
Good.
And so then ChatGPT responds back to me, I would love to do that for you, Kelly. And here are 10 questions that would be helpful for me to create a ceremony. So it went and it gives me 10 questions. It asked me the couple's name. It asked me where they're getting married. It asked me if I wanted to be a humor script or something very spiritual. It asked me, like, are there any cultural things that we want to include? I could not believe it was really smart questions.
Yes.
So I didn't know all the answers. So I just gave back what answers I did know at the moment because I figured I could pass this along to them and then let their officiant like move on forward. But at least this would be a little better than just the ones I swiped off the internet, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I filled that all in and then I pushed send and it sent me back the loveliest script that I was blown away. Now, there were some cheesy moments in this. And this is where I feel like, could you go with just this AI generated script start to finish? You could. But you would definitely be able to tell that this was like somehow generated. It just it felt personalized, but not emotional, not sentimental, I guess.
Right.
So I think in an instance like this, you take that script that's been somewhat personalized, pass it on, and then further customize it with more stories and new things to make it. But it's what it did was that it allowed me to create something, take something very blah and bland, like basic outline for a ceremony. And I mean basic, and turn it into something that was somewhat custom for the couple and then give that to the officiant who can really customize for the people that are sitting in the audience and listening and for the couple to respond to. And I was like, It probably, I mean, it saved hours with the time and thought of things that I didn't think to incorporate in the ceremony, which I loved, you know? So I thought that was one really great idea.
And that's a perfect example of like, do you, you know, using AI only versus using a human, right? You, as their wedding planner, had somewhere to start. You had your own stuff in your archives from the decades of experience you have and said, you know what? I know the perfect opportunity to make this even better before I send it over to my clients, right?
Yes.
So just like the perfect example for this like human versus, you know, AI only or whatever. Like, it still stems from humans who have this natural talent and these years of experience, and but using it as a tool to make it even better.
Yes, yes. And furthermore, it's going to get passed to someone who really can add those touches that are going to take it to the next level where they may not have been able to before. Like, it's, I feel like if someone opens it now, they can be like, oh, I know what else I can add to this, because they didn't have to think of these small pieces that were added to it by ChatGPT. So yeah, I think there's, oh my gosh, if I knew enough about the couple, like their whole life story, which I did not, and, you know, personal things, I could do it all myself, but there's no way. And I think that this gives them the opportunity, and their officiant or celebrant the opportunity, to really make something truly so significant moving forward. What else do you think that we could use it for, or that people could consider using ChatGPT for?
Well, there's a couple of... So there is a really cool resource called destinations.ai. Mm-hmm. And this is really cool for, like, I hear from a lot of people saying, oh, I want to plan my batch party, right? Like, or I want to plan my friend's batch party, but we're having trouble figuring out where should we go. We know we have to do it in, let's say, March. Where should we go that the ideal temperature is going to be, you know, between, let's say, 70 and, you know, 85 degrees. And there's very little chance of rain and snow. And this is perfect. Okay. So it's destinations.ai. And it literally asks you, where are you traveling from? What month? You know, what do you want the temperature to be? What are your activities? So I put food, hotels, travel. I put nightlife. And what is the flight preference? Like, maximum hours. I put 3. And
these are great questions.
Quick flight, and then I'm just going to hit search, and it's going to come up with all of these like places. There's not a lot. I don't know why these are gray. There's a couple of Floridas. But bottom line is, this is an awesome free tool that you can use for travel or even for like your honeymoon. Like,
and you said it was. You said it was. Destinations with the S on the end dot AI.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Everyone listen to that for your feedback. We'll make sure it's in the show notes. Well, I say we should, we'll make sure, but even my podcast, the show notes are done through AI. Like, it's built into the system. So I don't even have to write those anymore. And that's new in the last few months. So AI has come around. You know what?
It's everywhere.
Before I forget, you know where else this could be used for? Did you say the beginning? Imitations and stationery.
Yes. I mean, ChatGPT is great for writing wording for invitations for your wedding website, for save the dates, for, you know, how do I tell people that I want them to wear only, you know, black or navy blue or, you know, earth tones or whatever it is, right? I mean, for any of that. And I just love that you could be like, okay, that's pretty good, but make it a little bit more fun and playful.
Yes.
And then they're like, it'll regenerate, you know? So yes, anything writing related. Also you can have it make, I know there's ways of having it help you make like, if you're traveling, like plans of what to do when you're traveling.
Itineraries. Yes. Which you could also run that through. Like if you have an itinerary for the wedding day, or not like your full timeline, or maybe the wedding weekend, you know, you could give ChatGPT your basic itinerary and say, I would like you to take this basic itinerary and somehow make it so that it's, you know, written on a third grade level. So, you know, because that's where everyone's like, that's supposed to be like the readability factor across the board when you're going public with something. Supposed to be like third grade level or something like that. And so you can give it, like, you want it to be humorous, just like you said, or lighthearted or whimsical, and give it just the few prompts that you want it to do. And it will do all that for you. Oh, and I heard this or saw this on Instagram the other day. now AI is built into Canva, or you can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is amazing. So if you are making some of your own pieces, you can use AI within Canva to help you to come up with these things and make them beautiful.
Yeah, a whole bunch of Kajabi is using it too. I use Kajabi for my digital courses. Like, it has AI tools now. All of these big platforms are coming up with, you know, the AI plugin, which is lovely. I have another one that's really interesting, and I'm playing around with it as we're talking. It's called TaskAid.com, TaskAide. And TaskAid basically like helps you build lists, right? And projects and such. But if you go to TaskAid.com and you click on templates, this is how I'm doing it. And then you go into the search. When you click in templates, go into the search and type in wedding. I got to look at it. But if you scroll down, it will come up with a wedding planner checklist.
I mean, that sounds great.
And so this is just kind of like a very basic, you know, what to do to plan your wedding. Now, I've also done this in ChatGPT. I told ChatGPT, can you create a wedding planning timeline for me for 1 year out?
Mm-hmm.
And it did. It quickly spit out a whole bunch of stuff. But here's where I'm saying, like, the human touch is better. It will give you a very generic 18 months, you know, set your wedding budget, create a rough guest list, like all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is better than nothing. But it's not going to give you the detailed stuff that you're going to get from a Kelly McWilliams or a Michelle Martinez, like a human who has been planning weddings forever, right? So, but it's a great starting point.
Yeah, it's a tool. We just have to keep coming back to that. It's a tool. And I think in that same vein, we have to be careful that when it does give us that information back, I don't think it's evolved enough or knows enough yet for you to feel comfortable that what it's given you is complete in any stretch of the imagination. So, and because like your venue might make things different because it might say, go to the church. Well, if you're getting married on the beach, it doesn't make any sense, you know? So there's going to be things where, yes, it may put things together for you, but you're still going to have that additional effort made. It might be great that you're using this to like maybe hand off to someone that's helping you with the wedding and as a professional. Like, let's say you, questions. You could, you know, I bet you could say, what kinds of questions should I ask my DJ before hiring them? You know, like just to give you some ideas, you know, that's, I don't know if it has that kind of thing on TaskAid.com, but and like the checklist, I feel like, yes, we should be using it for those things. However, when possible, also have a professional read through these things with you.
Like, yes, yes.
So it's like kind of like a middleman, but not really. It's a tool. It's going to help you along.
I mean, you can use ChatGPT also to come up with a playlist of songs.
Really? Does it know music?
Yes. I'm doing it right now, girl.
I didn't know that.
It gives you all kinds. I could make it more specific, but I just said, help me come up with a list of songs to play at a wedding. Boom. I've got 4 different songs for the ceremony. Actually, 8.
Get out of town.
Cocktail hour and dinner, easy listening, jazz, swing, acoustic, folk, first dance, some first dance recommendations.
This is great.
Yes, it's good. So here's great tool.
And here's how I would say, if we're going to do this versus that on it, or let's say pro versus con, I would go to ChatGPT to start. And to give us a list, because it is hard to think of songs. Like, it's really, there's so many songs out there. So if it came to you and gave you a list, and then you use that to narrow down to like some songs that you like really kind of liked. and then took that to your DJ and said, hey, we've kind of got this list of songs that we think that we might enjoy, but could you look at it? And then using mm-hmm. this as a base, build a good playlist for us, you know? So, you know, so that you're, again.
The DJ might say, you know what? This is a great one, but this is not. Let me tell you why. But here's exactly. an alternative in my experience.
Exactly Boom. That. Exactly yeah. that. I feel like with all of your wedding day stationery that you need and want to come up with, that's, you know, most of the, if you're ordering online, a lot of it's going to be out there for you, but you can ask it for additional ideas. Like, what's another way to say, you know, regrets or accepts some, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, cute little sayings like that, that I think we go searching on Etsy and Pinterest and Google Images for, and this might just be a quicker, easier way to do it. I think I would like to just give some people, I hate to say it, like to warn you about some things. But there are definitely, here's what we're starting to see out in the wedding world is that we're starting to see images that were created by AI that cannot actually happen. You cannot have a wedding in a cave where the, what are these things called where it drips into the formation? Can you think of what that's called, Michelle?
Like it drips from the, no.
They what? Look like icicles, but okay, now we're not.
They're like
we're not
dangerous,
scientists.
Right?
Yes, yes. But like there was one, there was something that someone created on AI, probably through Midjourney, what you were talking about, where it was this beautiful ceremony or wedding reception in a cave, and those dribble like icicle things were all glowing, and there were candles and mirrors and all these. Yeah, that you can't do that. Like that doesn't exist in the world. But these images make it look real. And so if they can do something that crazy and insane with a cave picture, imagine how easy it is for you to be not fooled by seeing a picture of a reception where flowers seem to be floating above the table. Okay, there's not a place in the world where we can make flowers float without them being attached to something. But these pictures can be made now where it looks like that's happening. Or
so you're. Wait, are you saying that a lot of wedding professionals could put these images on their website and be like, "I created that. I made it. I know how to do that, and I'm going to yes. charge you a lot because look what yes. I can do." And it's not true.
It's not true, and not even just that, but like maybe someone's just making it for inspiration. Like we used to do things called inspiration shoots or styled shoots, and
styled shoots,
we would go and we would get all the things and set up a table and make it beautiful for like 8 people. And it would be most of the time really over the top, very extravagant. And what we learned from it was that, yes, this works well for 8 people. But when you try to do that for 150, a lot of times the things that are on that table aren't available in counts of 150, or they're going to be like $3,000 a table because everything on there is so elite and so mm-hmm. over the top. So it's kind of like that battle that we need to be looking towards. So I just want to say that not everything on the internet any longer is it even real or possible because it is designed by a machine. It's artificial.
Artificial intelligence.
Artificial. It's artificial.
Yes. Yeah.
The last thing, and I want to hear your opinion on this. I did an Instagram live with a wedding photographer, Shauna White Cooney from Shauna and Jordan Photography, and Curtis mm-hmm. Kennedy from Curtis Kennedy Films. And we were on live on Instagram, I think it was last Monday. And our talk was about AI. Mm. And is it appropriate to use AI with your wedding pictures to turn them into videos or to change things in images? Like you can use AI now to, and I have a link. It's on Instagram somewhere, but I'll share it with you, Michelle. I don't even want to introduce it to everyone because it's got a long way to go, but it is clearly there that it's going to get better. So basically, I was talking to another wedding planner and she was saying she didn't have any video from a wedding. I said, you know what? I just saw this thing on Instagram where you could change a still image into a moving video. And I said, let me find the link. I found the link. She took it. She put it in. She says, you aren't going to believe this. So she sent it to me. The image was was a still image. It was a bride walking down, or who's the image was of her like walking down the hallway. Clearly she's not moving. It's an image, a still image. She pushed the button to like generate it. And now it's a video of this bride in this dress walking down the hallway, dress flowing in the breeze. Like, what is happening right now? In like a 10-second video that they were able to create from this. Now, is it right? Because,
you know, that's, I don't know if it's right, but it just, my dad did that. He was my grandmother who passed away a long, long time ago. He took a photo of her in her youth. And there was some, this was before this was available. I don't know how he did it on some, I don't know what, but he posted on WhatsApp. And it's her like moving around and talking. And she's like 20 something years old. And all of us are like, creeped out, but also like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very weird. But here's the thing.
From a business perspective, I don't know if that's, I don't know.
Yes. So here's the thing. I can see why people would want to do it. Maybe you didn't get video or you just think it's cool, you know, for one reason or another. Even though you, your photographer may have given you rights to the images to reproduce, that is for print. And this is a very new thing. And if you ever find one of these links and you put it through, you're going to see that like there's times where like it changes the whole face. Like it's got like a Barbie elbow and like there's seven fingers on one hand. So it's not caught up yet, but it will eventually.
Right.
Consider that. You have a contract with your photographer and those images are, they've given you some kind of release for it, but it isn't necessarily a release to change the product that they've given you. So before you do anything like that, it's probably best at this point to at least reach out to them and say, hey, I thought this might make a cute little video. Would you mind? And let them say, yeah, I don't mind at all. If you don't mind just saying the cover image was, you know, by me, like give me the photo credit. But also consider that if you do this, it could also look like your videographer made it and it's not good. So if you had a videographer and you changed a photo, the video, and you put it out there on your, you know, your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever, being like, oh, look how cute, da 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 da. And it could make the professional look bad.
I guess it could, but I would also argue like the majority of the people that are might be posting something like that, what kind of Instagram following do they have? And I do, it's also my life. Like if it's me and I'm like, well, it's my friggin' face and I'm making it move, like what's the problem? You know what I mean? Like unless it's some horrible, unless it makes the video look like shoddy work. I mean, I could send them going like, that's not up to my level of, you know, standards. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
But at some point, I don't know, Kelly, like at some point the people got to stop fighting this. Like this is happening.
Well, that's
and
what I'm saying.
And at some point, when you said that, it also, I mean, I don't want to get too off topic here because I know we're going over. But at some point, there's going to be images and videos of even like famous people that aren't real, there already are. Yeah. And at some point, these images and videos of people who are very famous, I don't even think they're going to be worth anything anymore the way they are now. You know, it might counteract the horribleness that the paparazzi, the horrible experiences they're creating for celebrities, because everybody's going to be a celebrity because everybody, they're just going to be making crap up about these people, of images, videos, all of it. It's just a trip. It's so.
Yeah. Well, knows? I think my point is that just that if it comes across your mind to make any of these, to use AI to transform anything that your photographer or videographer has given you, I would think it would be in good taste to reach out to them beforehand.
Absolutely.
And say, is it okay for me mm-hmm. to do this, you know, to somewhat transform what you've given me? I think we're at a day and age where, it's not going away. It's only these things are only going to get better. And you know what? I'm not necessarily against everything. Like, I really like and appreciate what AI is doing for me in my business right now. And what, like, the fact that I'm able to give this couple somewhere a little bit better to start with, mm-hmm. because I mean, that saved them an hour and it leads their officiant into a better direction of creating a better script for them, then hooray, everyone's a winner. So, Michelle, is there anything else that you can think of that we should bring up when it comes to AI? We talked, I wonder if that Taskade has anything, or if there's anything that's out there for, there's probably so many resources. I think you could probably Google it, but there's probably things that, you know, to help you work with your, like, RSVP lists and spreadsheets and things like that, timings for transportation, you know, like, pick up at this time, drop off at this time, how much time do we need to put in between, like, things like that, that are going to allow you to skip 10 steps on Google, piecing things together, where you can just go to this one location and get all the answers you need.
I mean, I'm sure there are, but I think that, you know, it's going to take the skill to know what it is that you need and how to ask for it. And then once it does spit that out, is it actually good? Like, is it relevant? Will it work?
Yeah.
You know, when you and I create a transportation schedule, again, it's coming from us knowing, oh, you know, that is a, you know, 57 passenger bus and it's not going to be able to make that curve, or that vehicle's going to drive a lot slower than what Google Maps is saying, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, we have that knowledge. And so that, you know, it's, I feel like at this point in time, as we are recording this in 2023, hello future, there's certain, you know, limits, and it still doesn't beat the human knowledge, but I for fully certain agree things, with you. Totally. Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, what we're saying is yes to incorporating AI and ChatGPT into helping you in your planning, but absolutely you need to still truly rely on the human element, rely on the experts that you have at your fingertips to either start that conversation with AI or take what you found and push it forward. But I think especially if someone who's doing a lot of the writing on their own, or like I love the what you said about the email, like, you know, help me write this email so that I don't like make Aunt Mary cry, but I need her to
don't get too emotional that she cannot bring.
Yes.
And also just like, as you're going, like, I was just thinking about, I've had listeners of the podcast say, you know, we don't want dancing, for example, at the wedding. What are some other little like fun, you know, micro events, things we can incorporate into the wedding aside from dancing? I bet you could probably ask ChatGPT things like that. I haven't tried it.
Oh, but I'm sure you could.
Those kind of one-off, like, let me just go. When you're really not sure, you could just go type it into ChatGPT and ask. And there may be some like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. That's a good idea. Or, you know, find me, you know, resources for this.
Yes. You said something and it made me think, oh, you said something about your podcast. So I know you've been on the show like 18 times, which is probably like 3, but remind everyone about your show, but then also tell them you have this new thing, which
I think
is so cool. So I'm very excited. You to tell everyone about that. I'm excited too, because I think it's marvelous. So tell them about your podcast and then tell them about this great new thing. And I think you have some special news for everyone.
I do have some special news. Okay, so I the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is my podcast, and Kelly's been on also many, many times. Love having Kelly on the podcast. It's for anyone involved in planning a wedding. The majority are people out there planning their weddings, right? So the Big Wedding Planning Podcast has been around for almost 7 years now, over 350, I think I'm on episode 367. I don't know at this point.
Oh,
it's
my
a lot.
Gosh.
It's a lot. And out of that was born, you know, a lot. So it's a subscription-based podcast. Mine is not a fully free podcast like yours is. After 6 years, I switched it over because Mama needs to make a living. And she is, you know, giving, it's a very, like, every episode has got an amazing takeaway and help to plan your wedding. And with over 350 episodes, I've heard from people all over the world say they plan their weddings using my podcast. So there you go. Boom. However, I have created, you know, and it's a little inspired by AI, I have to say, but
really?
A way to, well, yeah, because I can't plan everybody's weddings from where I am because people listen to me from all over the world, right?
Right.
So
right.
I've come up with a way that I can help people plan their weddings on a one-on-one. It's like a coaching program, but it's only 3 months. So the beautiful thing about it is, if people are brand new to planning, I could just get them all set up and started using all my tools, like those spreadsheets and the guest list and the wording and the ideas, all of it. Or if they're already been planning, I could just jump right in and be like, let's clean this up, honey. Like, yeah. That's okay. Let me get you on the right track. And it's wonderful. And the other thing I hear from listeners all the time, and this is not about you, because by the way, people who buy this coaching program are not going to hire Kelly McWilliams to plan their weddings
because
it is a budget friendly. People who are DIY and planning their own weddings cannot afford a Kelly McWilliams. But it is a 3 month program and help. So they get 7 planning sessions with me. They get all my tools. They get full access to my digital course on how to plan your wedding. And they get a one-on-one like communication with me. I use Voxer, and it's like a hotline. So any time of day or night, they can message me and be like, Michelle, oh my God, guess what my aunt just did? Or, hey, I need your help. I'm trying to figure out if I should hire this vendor. Here's what they said. What do you think? Whatever it is, they can message me within those 3 months, and I'm responding directly back to them. So it is...
I really cool. love that you called Voxer a hotline. That is the most appropriate word for that app. Mm-hmm. I'm like writing it down. I mean, I'm not writing it down.
I mean, I was using Voxer for my traditional wedding planning with my clients already. But because I get so many of my listeners saying, I don't know what to do. I haven't heard back from this vendor in over a week. She's avoiding my question. I don't even know if she got my email. She won't respond to my text messages. Because that wedding professional is in the heat of wedding season and over their heads and work, and they cannot respond. So this is offering that, you know, wedding planning sidekick kind of help. So that's what it is. So I am offering your listeners a discount on my one-on-one coaching program. It's $150 discount.
$150 off.
$150 off using the code...
I want to say, because I know you're not going to say it yourself, Michelle, if you're new to her podcast everyone gets married and we have new people in here all the time. Mm-hmm. Before she had this podcast, she was a wedding planner. She knows all the things. So this isn't someone who just started talking about weddings one day and had a podcast. This is someone like I can tell you, if you don't have a planner on your side or coordinator, this is amazing that you would be able to have this from someone of her experience and expertise. Like the amazing. So I just wanted to put that out there so people understand that it's not just some fly by night person who, you know, some Joe Schmo.
And it is me one on one. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that coming from you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you go to the bigweddingplanningpodcast.com, there will be a link there to the one-on-one coaching. And if you use code TVT150. That's like this versus that. TVT150. You get $150 off.
And $150 buys a lot of pina coladas on your honeymoon.
This is very true.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Or Aperol Spritz, or, you know, Aperol whatever Spritz, floats your boat.
Espresso martinis.
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite right now.
Can't come out espresso nowhere. Martinis. Yeah. I love it.
It's like so trendy. I just did a whole Instagram. Look at this. We're like running it. We're just chit-chatting now.
We need to stop this.
But yeah, I just did an Instagram story or feed or something, whatever they're called, where it just goes in the regular scroller thing. I'm really not good with these words. A post. About cocktails, like the signature cocktails that are super hot right now, because there's some really good ones. Like I like almost all of them. So you guys can check that out at any time. Michelle, thank you so much.
We were talking about that last time you were on my pod.
Oh, did we? Oh, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really love your podcast. I think it's a really great one. So you're going to tune into the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. You have to subscribe to get to the good stuff, because just when you get sucked in an episode, and I listen to this and it cuts me off. It's like, what is it, like 10 minutes or 15 minutes in that it does that, Michelle?
It's like 15 to 20 minutes when you get to the good stuff.
Just when you get to the good stuff. And then, so what I can tell you is that these episodes are so good, they're worth subscribing to. I mean, you're only going to be married for like getting married for so much time. So it's a small investment for like big return. So yeah, you have.
Yes. And Kelly, also you have a discount on my subs. Anybody that wants to subscribe for the annual subscription is $99. So,
oh my gosh, it's so good.
For a whole year to the podcast. But Kelly's listeners get a 15% off discount, and that is Kelly23. If y'all want to subscribe for a year, you get 15% off using code Kelly23.
Yes. And you can never have enough wedding planning podcasts. I mean, everyone.
No.
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 No. Michelle, thank
actually,
you so much.
Actually, we just need yours
much.
And mine. That's all we need.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me on again. This was fun.
You're going to come back again. I feel like we could do one more. All right.
Okay.
Good night, girl. Bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad to be able to share my wedding experiences and expertise with you, and that my co-hosts are so giving of theirs. We truly do want you to have the best time at your wedding, and our hope is that this podcast is helping you to make your engagement time while planning your wedding that much easier. May I ask a favor of you if this is the case? Would you just take a moment to leave a review of this podcast on your listening platform? It helps people just like you to find the podcast and to also find out their answers so they can make decisions. I would also absolutely love for you to give This Versus That podcast a shout out on your social media. You can find us at This Versus That Wedding Podcast on Instagram. And if you would like me to help you with a specific question, a wedding decision, please by all means ask. Send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. And maybe, just maybe even have you as a wedding guest on a future episode. How fun. Here's to another great wedding.